Yeah, good morning. Good morning, dear listeners, and welcome to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And yeah, it's the 10th of December 2025, and that is Namibia's Women's Day. And it's a day that also coincide with International Human Rights Day. But to the women of Namibia, it's quite very important to know that today is your day. You need to be need to honor your day, particularly in line with historical evidence of, you know, what happened at old locations, especially when a very young lady by the name Mama Anne Kakurukaze Munguda showed her bravery during one of the protests of, you know, against the apartheid government in Windhoek. And that's also led to her death, shot on the spot and died after, you know, showing her bravery. The indication that he bent, you know, a car of, one of, in this case you may say is a governor, or in this case you may say, but it's a leader of the city that time. But, that is show of her bravery. But this International Human Rights Day, and also Women's Day in Namibia. And, you know, must be able to give respect and also, particularly in the case of what women are going through, because women are the center of every civilization. You can't move, you can't expand civilization without women, although you also need men. But when you look at, for example, moving around, especially those who wake up early, wherever you are, you'll be able to realize that women are already awake, and most of them are involved into these smaller businesses, making sure that the economy is running. Making sure that the economy is running. When you move around the rural area, you'll be able also to realize that women are the one who are at the forefront, particularly in preparation of the field, and also sowing, and also cultivation. You'll be able to realize that the economy without women is not an economy, because they are at the center of that. And when it's their day, they must be respected. And also the fact that when it comes to critical issues such as affirmative actions, and also issues such as gender-based violence, they must really be addressed from both sides. And also, so a time when you are celebrating Women's Day in Namibia, you must also look at the progress too, what women have done in the country, looking at the leadership from the Commander-in-Chief of Namibia Defense Force, the president of the country, the vice president, speaker, PG, many other critical areas. You realize to say, when it comes to Namibia, women are given opportunities. Go to corporate industry, then you understand who are these people who are running these institutions. Go to financial institutions, then you understand who are running these institutions. But more need to be done, particularly to women at the younger age, and also those who are going into adulthood, particularly this thing of gender-based violence, something that need to be addressed. But at the center of that, it should be addressed from both sides. And just to give you, to say that is what the day of today is. And yeah, looking at that, it's also quite very important to look at what is the conversation moving around. What is the conversation of the day? What is happening around the world? And also, what is happening in the country? And also, from there, we'll also be looking at what is the main conversation for today, especially when we are going to speak about economy, being economic, being wise about our resources, being, you know, prudent about our resources. And what does it mean when it comes to national level? To say the behaviors that we portray at the personal level is a reflection at a bigger picture that is at a national level. And what can we do to make sure that we assist those who need assistance, and also we teach ourselves a lesson to say resource management should not only happen in terms of an organization, in terms of the company, in terms of the public sector institution, but also at the personal level. And we can also differentiate between being stingy and being responsible, especially this festive season. It's something that we don't really speak about, and also unnecessary spending, because the lessons of finance, we're always indicating to say, the lessons of finance, the lessons of money, has never been at the foundation of African economy. That is why today we'll be looking at that aspect of discussion, and also to look at the Villager newspaper. That's why we are always indicating to you to say, every Wednesday, every Friday, every Monday, we'll give you what we have on the Villager newspaper, particularly what is happening in terms of the economy, and also in terms of development, and also to greet farmers, and also those who are preparing the land, to say, how are you? How are you doing? And also, what resources do you have out there? And what is your predicted yield when it comes to 2026? What are we going to do different when it's coming to 2026, particularly when you're at the time of preparing land, and also, you know, looking at what we can do to make sure that when it comes to food security, we are secured, we are self-sustaining, and we are not looking outward, because we have what it takes in terms of land, and also in terms of capacity, but how are we navigating through that? So, what is happening around the continent? What is happening around the continent? The issues of conflict, the issues of African challenges are overtaking the issues of African progress and development. And it's quite sad to look at that. And it's quite really not a good thing to look at that, to say, when it comes to the news, when it's coming to issues of positive development in Africa, they are overtaken by challenges, because there is no region, as we are speaking now, without any conflict in Africa. There is no region which is, you can say, 100% stable. There is always part of the continent where there is conflict, although we are continue to preach of Africa continental free trade area and the Africa that we want by 2063. So, it was indicated that, you know, yesterday, there was no celebration of Tanzania Independence Day. And, you know, there were activists and also government opponents who were calling for protest, but authorities have indicated to say they must be able, or they must stay home. And Independence Day in Tanzania was not formally celebrated because of a bit of public anger, public frustration, particularly post 29, you know, October elections, particularly post the elections that have seen the president, the sitting president, Mme Samia Suluhu Hassan, retaining her power, and there was a lot of opposition, or main opposition parties did not partake in that elections, and opposition leaders, some of them are still in jail, some were released, and it was stated that those activists, they planned to have a demonstration during Independence Day, but it did not go as it was supposed to be, and there was warning, and also the presence of authority to make sure that there is no such, you know, protest, there is no such demonstration in Tanzania. It's also something that you need to ask, to say, what will happen long term? What will happen if anger is suppressed? What will happen if the people who are the custodian of democracy are not given what they deserve, not to say what they want, but what they deserve to say. Opportunity to participate in the democratic process, opportunities to participate in economic resources, and also the right to be valued, because suppressed anger will not be suppressed for life. That is why it's always very important to deal with public anger and also read the situation, because I always tell people to say, there was a politician in Kenya, who at one point was a president also, and looking at the way he ruled Kenya, he was known as Arap Moi, was known as the professor of politics, because he was able to read the weather and see what people want. What is that people want? When people are very tired of sloganism, they need the resources. And also read the weather and transform the institution to say, this is the time to transform the institution. And it's also the time to give a power. And no matter what have happened, he was known to be one of the great leaders in Kenya. And he was able also to read, not to say you just maintain power without understanding what people are saying, and also without understanding the challenges of people on the ground. Yeah, looking at the other news, stated that Zelensky is meeting with Pope Leo XIV and the Prime Minister of Meloni in Italy, and is visiting Italy and also seeking for support, because it was indicated that that side of Russia and Ukraine, things are intensifying, and there is no quite a common ground, especially between the European state or NATO members, and also the USA. That's why you'll be able to see that President Zelensky is moving around, and also to secure support or European support, and this indicated that yesterday, Zelensky met the Pope, and, the Pope of Catholic, that is Pope Leo XIV, and one of the things that he put on the table is that there is no aspect of ruling out the giving up of territory, despite pressure from United States to accept compromise with Russia, because Russia is saying it's not leaving without the land that they want. They are not leaving without the land that they want, but these negotiations are going through, and United States struggle over the proposal that Ukraine hand control of regions such as Donbas to Moscow. And what the Pope has indicated is just that the Pope argued for well and cautious dialogue, and also hoping for diplomacy to save that situation. But looking at the prolonged war of Russia and Ukraine, it's devastating. It's caused long-term damage, impact on people's lives, and it affects everybody. Namibians also affected, not only in terms of the economy, but you remember that we also had students who were rescued studying in Ukraine. And you understand that Namibia had a good relationship with both countries, And looking at the situation now, it's quite Ukraine is under pressure, and even the United States is also getting tired of supplying resources to continue fighting Russia in the war, which seems not to coming to an end. But looking at this point in time, it's like Russia has a negotiation ground, especially when it comes to the war in Ukraine, and when the proposal for ceasefire and the proposal for peace agreement, Russia has a negotiation ground, especially getting some of the territories from Ukraine. And it's already now a very difficult position where Zelensky is, because without external support, the war would not last. And I'll be able to remember that Ukraine is a very small country compared to Russia. And it has been maintained, the war has been maintained by the support of, external support. But also to look at what is this going to set. It's going to set the presidency too. And after Donbas, what will happen to other part of Ukraine? But something that need to be looked at. Yeah, apart from Zelensky meeting the Pope, let us look at a short commercial break. Then we can look at the International Federation of Journalists published in 2025 reports, and also to see what is the situation of, journalists around the world, and also what are some of the progress and also challenges too that they are faced with, and we can move forward. Because to say at the end of the day, those who are at the forefront of collecting information, those who are at the forefront of collecting data and interpreting them, those who are making sure that, TV is on, radio is on, there are also challenges that they are facing, particularly in dangerous grounds. And also, it's quite very important to look at that, and also to see what are the laws saying, particularly international laws regarding journalists and also media professionals in that aspect. But for now, let us look at a short commercial break, then we can move forward.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Goeie nuus, Skimbad nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. Is jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Skimbad te geniet? Kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
The early bird catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombeye, where he unpacks global affairs, analyzes issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yeah, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop. We are continuing with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And yeah, it's very important to look at this report, especially the International Federation of Journalists published in 2025, and it was released on Tuesday. It was stated that 111 journalists were killed while covering events around the world throughout the year. 111 journalists were killed while covering events around the world throughout the year. And may their soul rest in peace, particularly those who, you know, die at the forefront of doing their job. But it was also indicated that the document has also indicated that, looking at Human Rights Day on the 10th of December, was stated that the Middle East region was the most impacted with 69 deaths. And of that number, 51 deaths were recorded in Gaza, which means that around 50% of journalists were killed in Gaza, especially looking at the conflict between Hamas and also Israel armed forces in Gaza Strip, and also to look at what content has been there, because it's also indicated that more than 500 journalists remain imprisoned, especially in those dangerous zones. And the IFJ president Dominic Pradaille said journalist killings and imprisonment are rising in 2025, and it is deeply shameful to see how little governments around the world are doing to protect them or uphold the basic principles of press freedom. And that is the content, and you'll be able to get the report and also expand it on your own. But it's also quite very important also to look at that it's not most cases when people are speaking about press freedom being violated, it's not most cases it's not in Africa, although they are also part of Africa, that you cannot speak as you wish. You need to be cautious. You need to speak, yes, it is needed. And, it's also very difficult for you, to present out the truth, especially regarding issues that matter, especially regarding issues of development, issues of policy, and also issues of, governance. And issues that can be able to assist in terms of upgrading the system and also improving the status quo. And looking at that context, be able to realize that when it's coming to Namibia, we have been at the top of press freedom. It's really rare to see a journalist being imprisoned or jailed or even losing his life. But that is also a credit that we should give, especially in our country, particularly when it's coming to democratic principles, because for you to be open up in a democratic arena and also criticize or write about something, it's not happening everywhere. Even tweeting, and there's something that I think credit must be given, especially during the time of the late Dr. Geingob, when freedom of press was at the top notch, where people, we really have time. And when you look on social media, you'll be able to realize that the late Dr. Geingob was the most criticized, most, minified, if you look on social media and many other aspects. But you'll be able to realize that it's through that freedom that you will get connected to a leader. And you can also be able to point out things which need to be addressed, and also to see how you can interact with that aspect as a human, and also to draw out the line to say, it's one thing to speak about human rights, it's also the other thing to speak about the protection of other people's rights, because when you see somebody who is halfly, not really to say halfly educated, but somebody who got a certain level of understanding of human rights, will be able to only look at himself. But there's always a concept to say, where your rights end is where mine start. That's why, although you have a right to do certain things, you should not infringe on other people's rights. And it's a principle in democracy that should be applied across the board to say, everybody should be protected, but through protecting of everybody, shouldn't be in the expenses of others. And it's a critical part of human rights, and it's also a critical part of when you look at how human beings are, the way we live and the way we interact with each other. So before we go to the main conversation for today, it's also important to look at Sudanese militia leader sentenced to 20 years for Darfur atrocities. Because, you know, after every war, it's always a price to pay. It's always a price to pay. Because after every conflict, it's always a price to pay. It was stated that the International Criminal Court has sentenced Sudanese militia commander Ali Muhammad Ali Abdul Allah Raham, better known as Ali Kushaim, to 20 years in prison for war crimes against humanity committed in Darfur more than 20 years ago. And the 76-year-old was convicted in October 27, charges linked to attack carried out in 2002 and 2004. And he was the first person to be tried by ICC for crimes committed during the Darfur conflict. And he was the senior leader of Janjaweed, a government-backed militia accused of burning villages, killing civilians, and carrying out widespread sexual violence. And that is what it's presented. And looking at the prosecutor at ICC, stated that he gave the orders and took part in the crimes, and the conflict has left lasting scars in the history of Sudanese. And and the US, UK and human rights group accuse RSF of committing ethnic cleansing against non-Arab communities since 2023. And it's a development happening at the International Criminal Court. And Ali Kushayo is sentenced to 20 years in prison. And you're always asking yourself to say, when you look at the records, for example, of either is ICJ, either is ICC, look at the records, you realize to say many cases are brought upon that International Criminal Court, because the difference between International Criminal Court of Justice and International Criminal Court is that when you look at the International Criminal Court, they look more on individual, while ICJ is looking more on state, crimes. But looking at this aspect, you'll be able to realize that it's only African leaders, although not really to say what he has done should not be punished, but why is it so selective in prosecuting and also in sentencing leaders from other part of the world? Why a warrant of arrest to an African leader is a bigger thing, but to any other leaders in the world is nothing. Depends on who is backing you, depends on how powerful you are. But the law was supposed to be a law to say, if you take Benin and the U.S. in terms of sovereignty, in terms of their equality, they were supposed to be one-on-one. But that is not how things are. But it's also a question which need to be interrogated to say, why only Africans? And also, you're also asking yourself to say, what is also very critical is that most of these people who committed these crimes, particularly when it either is a militia, either is government-backed, you'll be able to realize that in most cases in those rich countries in terms of resources, most of these people are committing these crimes. They are taking resources and they send them to the Western world for them to be processed. And the Western worlds are making businesses out of that. Even governments knew that they are making businesses out of this. But at the end of the day, a person has to be prosecuted. And in most cases, you realize to say the real criminal is not the one who is being caught. The real criminal is not the one who is being caught, but the real criminal is somebody who you cannot see. Somebody who you cannot see. But it's only the scapegoat and also people who are known to be partaking into those actions. But when you look deep, you'll be able to realize that in most cases, it's not what is seen, but it's also, you'll be able to see beyond that. Because, you know, I was having a conversation with my friend, we were debating, and I said it deliberately to say, no, Namibians are not corrupt. I said we were corrupted, Namibians were corrupted. I said, no, Namibians are corrupted, looking at the fish rot and all those things. And I said, no, you only look at what you see. But who is the main example, who is the main beneficiary of fish rot? It's not the guys who are injured. These are international companies. And they knew exactly what they were doing. And what they did is guilty consciousness that allowed them to come and expose these things. Because the real criminal you cannot see. It's not the who you call the mastermind. These are the small guys, but we need to look beyond that and also not to say they did not partake. But the real corrupt person is that who stand the most beneficial part of, part of that action. And in most cases, you cannot see that person. That is why when you look at Keith Matal, you think he's a guy. But it's also saying there are names that he could not be mentioned. Somebody who is known to be the John Vick of South Africa. And somebody who has protection detail, even bigger than of ministers. Somebody who is guarded by special field forces, or former special field forces. And he's saying, no, there are names I'm not going to mention. So if John Vick, if Babayeka, is scared of somebody else, be able to realize that things are beyond what you see. And in most cases, it's not only about the person that you see. It's a little man. There is always somebody. And it's the same with Muhammad Ali Araham is given 20 years. You say, who was benefiting from the resources that they were getting? And who is the main guy? Where is the resources going to? Why are people fighting? Where are they getting the guns? And why are those things not being included by only looking at the person who is committing the crime? But who motivated this person? And also, who is giving him accounts abroad to save that money? So, that is on the other side of international affairs. And it's 46 minutes past the hour of 6. You'll be able to engage us at 083-288-401-083-288-401 so that you can be able to give your contribution, ask your questions, and also give your direct constructive criticism, because we are saying we are here to educate each other. We are here to learn from one another. And also we are here to build each other, because it's through conversations, it's through debates, it's through healthy debate that we can be able to learn from each other, because other principles of debate is not necessary to say who is winning in terms of points that you are bringing about, but what can you learn from that? How can you learn from that? And we should engage into those debates, particularly debates which matters, debates on governance, politics, economics, and also social affairs. And that is what is needed. So let us look at the short commercial break. Then we'll look at the conversation for today. Then we can also be able to give you what is happening, particularly within our e-paper, that is the Villager newspaper, and looking at that aspect.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its...
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have a capacity to build? Why should you do that? Even a person that doesn't have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Goeie nuus, Imbad nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. Is jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imbad te geniet? Kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? Even a person that doesn't have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The early bird catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombeye, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism. Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye.
We are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop, and as I indicated today, we are speaking about being economic with resources in this festive season, being economic, being careful, being responsible, and also being able to be prudent about resources. Before we go to the conversation, one of the things that we mostly look at, and one of the hype, and one of, you know, things that make people happy and also speak, is when somebody have acquired a certain property. Let me say you bought a house, you bought a very beautiful car. That is what people look at, and they are very happy. Oh no, David has this one. But nobody really look at for how long did that person kept that car, at what condition, and what impact does that has to his life, and also to the life of the people around him. When somebody get promoted, get a position, or somebody is a director, somebody is a CEO, somebody is a manager, we look at that aspect as, so we are so happy for that person, and we are so, we think about that person as a reach a certain level, as a certain standard, but you don't know if this person is only going to be there for 2 or 3 months and he's out, or he's only going to be there for 1 term. We don't speak about the sustainability of that. And it's the same with the resources. It's the same with finance. It's the same with properties. Because one of the reality of life is that by looking at things, all of us Namibians are suffering. All of us Namibians are suffering, rich or poor, because of the imbalance in the economy. Even those who are wealthy, they are finding it very difficult to survive in Namibia because of the imbalance of that, because you have to deal with the challenges across the board. Because the few wealthy people you have, the challenge you have in terms of the economic imbalance, the challenge you have in terms of either is crimes or dependency, either is, you know, challenges around even the way you do, you know, you interact with people, you are not operating at the same frequency. That is why now, today, we are speaking about being careful and economic about resources. There is one thing that you cannot take away from us Africans. You can beat us at various fields, but when it comes to entertainment, everybody knows that when African it comes to entertainment, we forget all our problems. We forget all our problems, we dance, we splash the funds, and we promise people's jobs, bring your CV tomorrow, because I'm the manager there. I'm the one in charge, bring the CVs. I have connections and I have ways. But it's not really true. It's not really true. Yes, we are very happy people. But are we really being careful? Are we really being honest? Are we really being, wise enough to look into the future to see beyond this entertainment? There is a kid which needs to be taken care of. There is a baby mama which needs to be taken care of. There is an auntie somewhere who needs assistance. There is you yourself who is also running out. Because if the Namfisa report of 2024, let's come to the second quarter of 2025 to look at around 7.8 on cash book finance or money owed to, you know, micro lenders. 7.8 billion there. And the other year, the last quarter of 2024, it was 8.1 billion owed. You realize to say that is how difficult, how dangerous, the economic, situation is. And we have seen this report to say educators, young professionals, they are suffering because of that economy. But do we have that lesson really taught to us? Or do we discuss these issues when we sit on those tables to say, guys, let's talk about finance. What is your best advice? Yes, we are at this Christmas under the tree. We are doing everything that we can do to connect. But can we speak about finance? who need assistance, not in terms of the money, in terms of advice. And also, what the lesson can we learn from that? Can we speak about those things? Can we speak about how we can also assist others? Because the richest person in the family will suffer more. And you will also be delayed to go to other levels of long-term wealth. You will be delayed. Why? Because of our ill discipline too. That of who are depending on that person. Because of us being not careful with resources. And us being learning wrong economic modules too. Or wrong economic lessons. Where we focus on temporary happiness over the long-term sustainability. That is the lesson that we need to look at. Because we have already indicated to say, you know, man, money has not been our thing. And the money is the center of either is e-money or cash, hard cash, which is, they call it cash is king, which can enable you to acquire different resources. But have we spoke about maintaining and prioritizing what is right? That's why in this conversation, we'll speak about being careful and also being economic about the resources. It's the same with properties. It's the same with vehicles. It's the same with, other variable properties. How do you use it during festive season? How do you use it during festive season? Because it's a time that we go on the loose. It's a time that you forgot your shoes in Tsumeb. You come back with plaques in Ruderitz. Then you got your suit from KM. Then by the 2nd of January, when you come to work, you do not know even where you come from. You are coming from Ravis Bay. But what we forget is that no matter what has happened, life will still wait for us at the gate of January to say, come, youth unemployment in Namibia is still over 44. Corruption is at this level. Frustration of young people is at this level. And challenges of people at informal sector is at this level. And things that we could have, we could have changed. What lesson did we learn from the past? What lesson did we learn from the past? And you'll be able to understand the connection of what I'm speaking with what is written in our The Villager newspaper for today. Let's look at the caller. Good morning.
Yes, Shambi.
Yes, how are you?
Good, Joseph.
Yeah, I'm well, I'm well.
Mm-hmm.
So, how is International Human Rights Day or Women's Day?
Me, I don't interested.
You are not interested. You don't have a view on women.
Yeah, I don't know. You don't.
You're focusing on what?
You know, we are what? It's like a calendar that you are given to follow, and you are made to follow unnecessarily.
Okay, now there's a part of Namibia there for 10 December. What do you think?
Hmm?
There's a part for Namibia, the Women's Day.
Now, the world, you say, what is the date of today?
It's the 10th of December. It's coinciding because it's, you have also Women's Day, in Namibia and also Human Rights Day in the world.
Now, you wanted to say the rights were not there, or the women were never there. Why do we need to celebrate?
But the rights were not as they are now. You also know.
It's not like that.
Yeah.
Rights were there.
Okay.
That's why you people, you need to understand to say, you know, this international political economy is the one that is pushing these things.
You are also part of it.
Because they are saying, they are teaching you something that you know. And they project the teacher to say, is the one that brings this human rights.
Mm.
You see?
Mm.
Now, if you are saying now, you wanted to say we didn't have rights.
No,
or there were no women in the world. What are we celebrating?
No, it's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is the recognition of the effort of women in different aspects of life, particularly in Namibia, because the 10th of December is associated most with old location when Kakurkaze Munguda was killed. That's why they start recognizing to say,
Have you ever one day tried to understand who is Kakurkaze Munguda?
Yes, yes, I did.
Do research.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, no. Let's look at the conversation. Let us look at your contribution.
For me, that's the gap in the literature.
Okay, okay.
There's the gap in the literature to say the literature, they are all more European or Western, Then you have been pushed to that angle.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why in our society,
mm-hmm.
women have been there. They have always played a great role in our society.
Yeah,
being the worker, the basket of the house, with the
which
are
mm-hmm.
Then they also tell you, "Ngaku te ano imbonguru kali."
Yeah,
ashembo kunongo kali kasi ashembo kan. That's the role. Asha kugalo yo. From there, they say the women are gathered.
Mm-hmm.
They always, after the what?
Mm.
Children, the house, and the husband.
Mm.
They feed the family.
Mm.
So now, Kulkadi in our society has been always there, playing a role. Omaeri, Avalisimono, Omaeri, Hila Samono, like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why now, looking at these things from the context of European.
No, it's
position that they occupy, that is because we need to recognize them from our own culture, and we incorporate now those small things that we have.
Mm-hmm.
But you have now to say the women days in terms of the women rights, in terms of what the equality that people are that are pushing.
Mm.
Yeah? The human right in terms of the men and men can sleep with each other.
Mm-hmm,
No.
They went overboard and even infiltrated our culture. Is that?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I said we need to celebrate what we know. That's why now, whatever this Western mindset, through their neocolonialism agenda and so on, you can really see that they wanted to say is the one who brings human rights.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
Like apparently they wanted to say the women are the one who are doing things.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that they are doing, they were given that right by the human rights organization.
But human rights organization, they brought us some challenges also, especially undermining our knowledge sometimes.
I tell you, life from the Western, I only respect knowledge. Anything from there, it's opposite.
So, it's only technology.
I only respect technology. That the way we're speaking like this. I have no doubt.
That one.
If it comes to social thinking and economy,
I think you are making a right point. There is something particularly coming from international law to say when it comes to Africa, in terms of international law, it seems like we did not really contribute, particularly when you look at the international human rights, to say, yes, we are Africans, we have our own way of dealing with things, but it's like a lot of things are imposed on us, particularly when you look at human rights. We had also lines to say respect must be there, but not go to that extent to say.
You wanted to say in our society, in our leadership that we have, we respect life.
Yeah, yeah.
Right to life has been there.
Mm-hmm. No. It's been there.
I know. What is the problem?
Mm.
These people, they teach you things. They teach you things that you know, but they just change the color. But they, And we always say, even the Democrats that you have people saying, by the, I always say this, to say Democrats is just a rule and the people.
No, yeah.
You see, that is the true definition of it. It's not the government of by people, by, and the pandemic, you had your money, and you had your mind, and you had your. It's a government of people, by people, no.
It has always been like that.
Both. The democracy is the rule and the people. Then we ask, and what is it? The question is, who's law?
Yeah.
And who are the people enforcing the law?
Yeah.
It's simple.
No, I hear you.
These people, they're just teaching you things that you know, but they believe. That's why people are believing. We are the one who bring democracy. You bring democracy like the law, the Western law in this land. Then you can see. The foreigners and them to influence our people here. Then we can. That's the democracy you're talking about. But that's why you say we find it difficult to grow as a nation because the democracy that you are using is not our.
There's something that I want you to touch, and especially when it's coming to recognizing of women's rights and also their responsibilities. There's something that has been happening around the country over the years to say when the aspect of affirmative action came in, when the aspect of empowering women came in, it's come to the extent of imbalance where a lot of focus was put on women. Then we neglect the men or the boy child. That's why we have a little bit of this imbalance. What do you think the thinkers of international human rights get it wrong, especially over empowerment, is what has been stated, and also putting our men down? Because us now, we are really suffering, and you must agree with me that in terms of institution, even when you go to a court and they are saying, this lady slapped me, they will not look at you. It's there on paper, but I think we need to touch on that aspect if you get what I'm trying to say.
Let me tell you one thing.
Yeah.
Did you know why people are pushing women over men? Because, if you have to defend the country, what are you defending?
Manpower.
The women and the children.
Yeah.
Our women and the children, that's what we are defending.
Yeah.
So, now, social work, even when people go to the war, in most cases, that's what they want to protect. Social work means my age. You understand?
Yeah.
So, now, Shasha are mentored by nature. They are defender of society. Now, but the guys know to say, Akulkazi, Shashi, what a Shiroka Akulkazi, or she put money for it. She would say, Shiroka. Shashi, there are a lot of, you know, things that she don't get it to be ornament of a certain values. Just wait in the end of the where people are pushing the concept of boy child, where it comes from.
Yeah.
It emanated because of the gap that was created.
Yeah, people realize why that are, things are not.
Why men are no longer fulfilling their role in society? Because they have been neglected because of this affirmative action thing.
I hear you.
It's a reverse because affirmative action was never seen through our own culture and value and whatnot. Look, for me, I asked Prof. Lishan, who was the professor in the Chingwale. I asked him the same narrative to say, or gender equality and what. You know what he told me? In Chinese culture, a good woman is the only one who takes what? Care of. Of the house and the husband and the children. But it doesn't mean that we are not creating equal opportunity for everyone. That's why you find to say they have what you call a household or housewife. So Coco Pazir. You understand? Because what they are saying, they are going to, because there are women who want to still continue performing that role. But yeah, now their husband should be at the capacity to provide for them. And that's why people are, you see all this fighting, this killing, this what, this stress, men.
No, we are in trouble. Even the law is not on our side.
Men can no longer fulfilling their role. You see? And this is what your affirmative action, and you know that they popular.
So there is a gap in that policy.
Look, there is nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Because the ideal was to create
opportunities
for everybody.
Yeah.
But see, you were not supposed to intervene in home affairs issues. To say, if you are a CEO.
Yeah. You are still my wife. Yeah.
Whatever. You are wife at home.
Yeah, it's true.
You see?
But this
is what we are supposed to understand.
Mm.
Now, because you are the CEO, and they should put which are, and this is what you need to understand, honestly. Did you know that I couldn't have a
family?
Those who have women with men doesn't want.
Is it because in Aro Kupangira, or is it because they misinterpret power at in the boardroom and power at home?
They just wanted to. They don't want to be governed. They want to be on their own, doing their things.
They become men on their own.
Having many boyfriends as they want, going wherever they want, like that. You are meant to name by now, acting to Imaranao in Harana Kukara, but that one is a kind of a culture thing. Now they have a lot of women in Hara on Kukarita discourse. Shosho wait in a stage as a capita.
Yeah.
When it's a time to settle now. I made a mistake because, there is a time for settling that you need it.
So,
And we are no longer putting value to this thing, Shombe, to say, look, there is a, you need the children to grow up with a father and a mother in the house. That is the foundation. Social worker, you know, when we said people must marry.
Just hold on.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Yeah.
There's nobody who wants to be, to be controlled. No.
Okay.
Therefore, as a society, always put a boundary between things.
Okay.
So when we see men and women, we never see them in terms of imbalance. We see them in terms of responsibility. To say you are responsible. Some responsibilities, they are of a nature. You are like this, the man is like this. They say feminine or something. So, it's like that. That's why I said the ideal was to get equal opportunity. But it must not
overpower. Yeah.
the cultural and the boundary in terms of
socialism. No, there you iron it very well. Now, what is in 2 minutes? What is your view on what we have stated, especially being economic about the resources? If you were able to put one or two things.
On the economy, that's why I said that. From a cultural point of view, they tell you, Kucha, you understand?
Oh.
Without a woman, a man cannot be the way.
So you are advising me to settle down. What are you saying?
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
One of the things is, when, if you are not married.
Yeah.
If you don't know, you are not telling me that. It's like, now you put your focus on that one. It's nobody, because Wafara, if you don't have a woman, it's like, it's a life, it's a, you don't have a referee.
Okay.
Your referee to a man, it's a woman.
Yeah.
It's a man.
My referee talk and I can recognize
FIFA.
Okay.
That is where the resources in terms of finance and what else is going. Enjoyment and what. She took our umbrella. We want to get married. Like, you know, go back to our people. They get married when they're young.
But you also see it with our white counterparts. So they, at the age of 19, 21. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Well, at the age of 4, you do not have a lot of boyfriend and girlfriend.
Hmm.
And this is why marriage are like what? Divorce is very high. When you get in marriage, that person has been with 30 boyfriends already. What is good, what is wrong?
She's customers.
So now, if he, because of the condition of this, of today now, you met at 45 or 50, tomorrow you have diabetes, you can no longer perform, then what? The woman has to go. And you guys have that tendency that you want to marry young ladies. You marry a 24 years old when you are 50 or 45.
But is it wrong or what? Because they say women, they grow faster.
It's not wrong, but we're saying you must see the reality, the conditions that the health conditions and the medical conditions that we are facing as a society now.
That's
why I said, in a nutshell, I'm saying, let's see this thing through our own culture. The ideal is to create opportunity, but not to undermine.
Yes, thank you, Wethi.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, point stated and clear. Especially, we touched on both issues, especially on women's rights and also on the economic part of issues. And one thing which is stated is, and we can agree with me, and this one is a point we can also debate about, to say, although women's rights have been there, post Namibia independence, we have seen transformation and we have seen women being recognized, which is a good thing. But that came over the expense of what is called the boy child, over expense of men. And Kwethi mentioned a very important point to say, in every society, women, they participate in the economy, and the protection of women and children has always been at the center. You read books, you read reports. When the ship is sinking, the life-saving jackets are given to women and children. The captain is always indicating to say, women and children first, because you men can swim. Because without women, you do not have a future. But now, how is the future going to be in Namibia if we recognize women's rights very well, which is not a problem, over, men's expenses? And that is not only affecting household issues, it's also affecting the economy of the country. Because I always get into an argument with feminists, and I stand my points to say, yes, let us argue. But this thing of calling men as monsters is not going to work. It's not going to solve the problems. And it's going to give advocates of pure feminism a headache. Because what we need is a society where not over-empowerment, but the balance of things, to say, this is where things are going. Yes, I give you rights, but you need to understand that you are a director somewhere, but you are still my wife. Not really to say I'm controlling you, but you need to respect me. I'm a cleaner, you are a director. You are a chairperson of a certain board. When board members are running because of your authority, I'm still here, need your respect. And that is where the line should be drawn. And when we are speaking, and especially when we are at this coinciding Women's Rights and Human Rights Day, we must speak about these things. When you move around, there are always discussion, which is really, because if you have a society with broken men, the economy is not going to grow. And that you can agree with me. Who is going to build hard stuff? Who is going to build roads? Who is going to be standing on top of buildings? Who is going to drive heavy equipment? If you have that broken men, by their rights not recognized, and forget about strong human capital. If you have our mental health not taken care of, forget about strong human capital. Because in the society that we are living in, is where a kid is at home, but is fighting with the father over the remote, knowing exactly that the mother owned the TV, and she's the one who put the electricity. And the father only owned a bicycle, a motorbike, but all the cars are from my mom. And we need to speak about these things openly so that we can solve those issues. Why do we have high rate of suicide? Why do we have high rate of broken marriage? Sometimes it's ego, sometimes it's men's rights not being recognized, because if you are complaining, there is other things. But we need to focus and look at other things. But the other aspect that is mentioned is the aspect of never ever abandon your cultural values. You must complement it, not to throw it in the dustbin. But maybe it's also something that we should also look at, to say how things has been throughout history. It's like when somebody came from outside with a new thing, we most likely to demonize everything that we have been using. Then we look at the culture of people that brought us material, that brought us guns and clothes. Now we are between our culture and their culture. There we did not reach. Here we left. We gave away our artifacts. We gave away our values. And we are asking ourselves why things are not moving. Things are not moving because we fail to complement, fail to complement what we have. So we are still continuing with the conversation of being economic about the resources, while we are also touching on human rights, while we are also touching on women's rights too. And being economic about resources is one of the things that everybody should be looking at. And the advice, apparently, somebody, apparently I should settle so that my things should be in order. And a woman is a referee, and a man is also a referee in a woman's life, to say economy which is built by both can also be sustaining, and you really see each other growing into those values. It's quite a very strong advice that need to be looked at, and also to see, to say a referee should not just be a referee, from anywhere, must be recognized by FIFA and the board, also of NFA and many others. So, looking at that aspect, it's 26 minutes, it's almost 27 minutes past the hour of 7, and you are listening to Early Morning Scoop. And your advice to say, how should you manage resources during this festive season? How should we manage resources? It's money, it's properties, it's investment, and also things such as even food. Also, they are resources. Food also are resources. You have been suffering of hunger. You have been suffering not having food the whole year. Then you are eating 20 goats in 2 weeks, or one cow, or three cows in 2 weeks for temporary happiness. But knowing exactly that when you put those things at value, when you put those things at value, you'll be able to realize that there is a lot you have wasted within a very short period of time. And if you could have been better in terms of managing those resources, you would be somewhere. You would be somewhere, and you would have saved much. And also to say, there is always a word in Oshwambo to say, "Mthigo na tru apondenda wanyama." A poor person been given, I don't know how to direct translate it, but to be given an opportunity to have temporarily in charge of resources, if you have to put it that way. When that person is at that position, he forget completely how he has been. He forget about his condition, and he think that is, his life. And he will use power to that extent, but that is temporarily. But why can't you utilize that opportunity, knowing exactly how the year has been very tough, and how 2026 is waiting for us, and what we need to do to make sure that there is always a backup plan, there is always a backup, and there is always somebody to assist, and there is always a lesson to be learned, especially looking ahead of the year. It's a festive season. Nobody should be limited to be happy, but reckless expenditure should not be a point of, of the day, because whatever we do at the personal level has a reflection on a national level. Because when you are in, we are at the village performing at a certain behavior, you are just like a mini country. When you are at the region, you are just like a mini country. But you realize that to say, it's still human beings who are at the national level, because the accepted behavior will directly reflect on the country's posture in terms of the economy and in terms of dealing with the resources. Because the same people that we have at the age of 20 are the same people that are going to become ministers in the next, I don't know how many years, maybe 10 or 15 years. And they will be able to be in charge of resources, a huge amount of resources. Maybe in charge of the city. Maybe in charge of the critical ministry, finance, minerals. But if we don't deal with those behaviors at the younger age, we wouldn't be able to manage them. And it will reflect until the top leadership. That's why we need to speak. And also we need to make sure that we advise each other on this one. Because, I'm already saying the finance is not part of... has never been part of the foundation of African economy, but should not be ignored, should be something that we should complement or should add into our economic discussion, particularly looking at Africa. Yeah, we'll look at 31 minutes past the hour of 7. We'll look at the Villager newspaper. We'll look at the Villager newspaper for today to say what is happening. What do we have for you on the 10th of December 2025 at the Villager newspaper. And on top of the Villager newspaper, on top of the Villager newspaper, we'll be able to look at trade balance, especially on the imported, you know, goods. Stated that Namibia imported 125.2 billion worth of goods just in 10 months and exported or exporting 104 billion worth of goods, and that is within 10 months. And make sure that you read and expand that article by, you know, Menovari Hangala. And on page 3 of the Villager newspaper, you have Valvichia University. You have Valvichia University and Valvichia School of Agriculture, Nature Conservation, and Nature Conservation, offering courses, certificates at level 2 in national, you know, national vocational certificate in horticulture and crop husbandry. Certificate in farm machinery and infrastructure level 2, and certificate in livestock husbandry level 2. If you have, if you are a farmer or even farm workers, let us also respect and empower them with these skills, because if you have a farm worker and dealing with farm machinery and infrastructure, make sure that you train these people. Don't only keep them there for the sake of working for you, but train them so that they have capacity and skills. If they have qualifications, if they have grade 10, grade 12, grade 11, make sure that you also empower them, because give them opportunity, particularly at the Valvichia School of Agriculture and Nature Conservation. These are good certificates at level 2. And application is going until the 31st of January 2026. And the application fee is only 200 Namibian dollars. Yeah, page 4 of the Villager newspaper for today is indicated that Swakop Uranium and Namwater to own desalination venture. That is, that's development, particularly when it comes to desalination, the desalination plant. Especially, when you look at, you know, institutions which are forming joint venture, especially when it's coming to water, water purification and also utilization of, you know, seawater. And, that is, what is happening. If you want to get, more information, look at page 4. And you'll be able to read the Villager newspaper. And yeah, looking at free education plan, page 5, there's an article by Dwight Links on free tertiary education plan, which is stated that, you know, free tertiary education plan won't include everyone. It's a good pronunciation, but unfortunately, not everyone is going to be included in that free tertiary education. Who are those? Go and read the statement of the minister and also compare with the communication or the article by Dwight Links at page 5 of the Villager newspaper, then you'll be able to get the understanding and the context to say, when you speak about next year, everybody's going to have free or access to free tertiary education. Who are these people? At what level? And also, what threshold, particularly when it comes to amount of money that your guardians or parents have, you know, owned. And also to say, put in the question to say, what aspect of critical and also quality education that need to be delivered? What quality of education need to be delivered? Because when you look at the UN Sustainable Development Goals number 4 of accessible quality, on accessible and inclusive education, you must go into details and also look at to say, not only people of the world, they have education. But to have quality education, education which is innovative, education which is teaching me problem solving, critical thinking, education which is teaching me to survive and also to build industry, and education which can also teach me to be competitive globally, not only in my country, not only in Africa, but if there is an international position at World Bank with my qualification from Velvicha University, UNAM, IUM, VTC, wherever, I must be able to equally compete with people from Japan. That is what we call quality education. And I must be able to outperform them if it needs to be, if I perform very well, not be questioned on the basis of, you know, where this qualification is coming from, what content. And that is what we call quality education. And it's also interesting because if you look at the quality education is always presenting itself on persons that you see. This person went to school. What is this person able to do? What institutions this person is at? Look at IBM, look at Google, look at Facebook, look at Microsoft, and look at how many South Africans are there. Then you'll be able to understand the difference in terms of quality education. How many South Africans are there? How many Kenyans are there? How many Nigerians are there? Where did they study? What content and quality of the education that they are given? Go to Oxford and look. How many are they teaching, Nigerians teaching in Oxford? Cambridge University. South Africans are there. Not tutors, not lecturers, not senior lecturers, full professors, supervising professors, and research fellow. And not only at the theoretical level, but at the building of industries. And that is quality education that people are speaking about. Say, you must be able to do what you are told. You must be able to innovate new things and disrupt the market positively, so that those who are coming after you will be able to lay on that foundation. So while we are there, it's also very important to look at page 6. If you look at page 6 of the Villager newspaper, you'll be able to look at the resultant farmers' details, his journey, the importance of access to land. There's a resettlement of farmers going on. So it's a resettlement of farmers going on because I remember at one point I also attended one event at the Ministry of Agriculture where farmers were resettled. And you'll be able to see that some of these farmers have been in corridors of those farms, and at the end of the day they own it, although there's a little progress or the slow pace in terms of resettlement. But for you to get the journey of these farmers, you can be able to read the article by Matthias Angala on page 6 of the Villager newspaper, and you'll be able to get to the content and also context of that very important conversation and article too. And yeah, looking at human rights, especially what we just discussed beforehand, when you look at the page 7, you'll be able to realize that there's an article by my colleague Anakelta Haikela, which is indicating that the men account for over 82% of suicide cases. And this is a loss of human capital. 82% of suicide cases in Namibia. In Namibia, we have been leading in terms of suicides in the country. And you're also asking yourself to say, what are you doing to men? Are men respected? Do they respect each other too? What are some of the gaps that are there? What have been done? Is it the issue of over-empowerment? Is it the issue of the economy? And all the aspect, what is expected from a man in Namibia, and also what are men going through. And these are the discussions that we must have, especially when we are at this Women's Day or Human Rights Day, and to have real discussion about this, to say how is the formula for bringing men, because you need masculinity to defend the country, you need masculinity for protection, and you need men in the country, because a country without men is vulnerable, or with weak men is vulnerable. That's why we must go back and also see what is that we have thrown away from our cultural values and norms. There is something that we did not do right, and we must accept that, and that is the only way that we are going to deal with these issues. Because we realize to say the Western knowledge is good, but the Western knowledge did not understand very well where we are coming from. We did not meet each other. We just take everything. That's why some men, they end up jumping the other fence, then they don't want to be men anymore. But we need to go deep into this thing to say where the problem came from, how should we move forward, and what needs to be done to make sure that this thing should not continue. Because if you have unempowered men, you have over-empowered women, you have economic crisis, high rate of unemployment, men are expected to provide more. Some men, they end up committing a lot of crimes, and some men, they end up involving into dangerous behaviors, and there is nothing which is being done. And I think it's also the Minister of Gender to look at this thing and also, understand what needs to be done. And there's also something that maybe we should look at, because why is the Ministry of Gender is always a woman? Or maybe somebody must advise me. Why can't men run gender affairs? That is something that we need to look at. Why when you speak about gender equality, we only speak about women equality, women rights. But why can't we go straight into that point and see what is the role there? And what is that the international knowledge, what is that external knowledge did not understand? Because it's helpless, and it's quite unfortunate to receive all this advice and lessons on human rights, where your people are not respected. All this agenda of gender equality, which is not something that was not happening in Africa, particularly in terms of respecting of rights of everybody, but undermining the values of men. And ask yourself, where are we going to be in the next 5 years if things continue to be like this? And read that article by Anakrita Haikela. And let's look at a short commercial break, then we can continue.
Care that builds with you. That's the rollover benefit from NHB. When you claim less than a defined amount of your day-to-day benefits in a year, the unused amount is carried over for the next year, like a savings account for your health. You can use your rollover benefit in many ways, from co-payments to medical costs usually not covered, even contribution holidays. Learn more at nhb.com.na. T's and C's apply. NHB, rooted in care for you.
Your health, your life, your peace of mind. NHB, we're about you.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know, a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% important is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The early birds catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombe, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye.
Yeah, we are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Chombe, and we are looking at the Villager newspaper. We say when you look at page 8 of the Villager newspaper, there is a thought approach to car buying. It's an opinionated paper by Amanda von Weil, and it's an opinionated paper. You are thinking of buying a car, vehicle. There's a thought approach opinionated article. Then you'll be able to read that and get insight, especially to those who have been in the field, because it's always very important to ask a question. It's always very important also to get the technical know-how, particularly tapping from the wisdom of those who have been around. Unlike making decision, because when you have resources for the first time and you do not really know how to use them, you end up making a lot of mistakes. But it's always a presentation to say one way to first make right choices: ask questions, ask those who have been around, then they'll be able to assist you. But one of those people that you can ask is the Villager newspaper, where you will get all your opinion pieces from experts, not just a pedestrian opinion, but from experts. And you can also be able also to get various perspective on issues, particularly on the economic affairs. So read the article by Amanda and get insight on what need to be done, how, and also in terms of buying a car, what approach do you need to take. So page 9, like we're always indicating, so it is success stories on IUM studying at the top private university for free. IUM, the only private university with state-of-the-art infrastructure in Namibia. There's an article on IUM, International University of Management, by Stefanos Pombiri. And, with International University of Management, it's one of the universities, private universities, that did not only set the history in Namibia, but also in southern Africa and in the world too, because if you look at the structure, the capacity, the courses, and also the individuals who are professionals at that university, you'll be able to realize to say we must be proud of Namibians, especially those who build their industries and especially those who contribute to national economy. And looking at the products too, you'll be able to realize that it's one of the future when it's coming to leadership in terms of academia and also innovation too. And it's quite remarkable, because we mostly praise other countries, but we also need to be proud of ourselves. Read that study. That article by Stefanos Pombiri on top private university, on IUM, and also on on free education. Get that content and read. Yeah, looking at the final page 10. In terms of content, you'll be able to realize that this is Christmas special, extra special Christmas, that is from Vurman Block. And you'll be able to say mayonnaise is here. You can't have Christmas without mayonnaise. Those days, Christmas is not done until I see mayonnaise, until I see tomato sauce, until I see rice. And to us, that was Christmas. new clothes, rice, mayonnaise, and that was the end of it. But nowadays, when you look at the Vrooman block, imagine if you just have 200 Namibian dollars, you can be able to take something home. Imagine if you have more than that, because the money that you were supposed to buy Hennessy with can be able to buy your family food and at least enjoy at that moment where you can, where you are able to afford not to buy them the whole shop, but looking at the special at Vrooman block, be able to realize that a 2 kg tastic rice original just 37.99 cents, and also mayonnaise that is 750 gram just 37.99 cents, and also original tomato sauce just 25.99 cents, and Simba potato chips 16.99 cents. And I think this is just a package for Christmas. It's a real package for Christmas. It's a real package for Christmas. And you also have an ice cream. Imagine you buy just these things. And you can also buy Kadila chicken mixed portion with only $189.99. Take this home and you'll be able to enjoy it with your family. And they will realize that you are there, because that is the best that you can do. And a mini well-planned Christmas party is better than a huge unorganized, huge disorganized, where resources are not well-managed party, because this is also where you see the value of resources. So make sure that you read and expand on the Villager newspaper, and you can also be able to realize that when it comes to the Villager newspaper, you can follow us on Telegram, Facebook, website, Instagram, LinkedIn, WhatsApp, and also Facebook. And you can just send your name to 081-241-44. Save that as your WhatsApp contact detail, and you will not miss out when it comes to the content of the Villager newspaper. So you can still be able to give your input at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. What is your view and your opinions on international human rights and also women's rights? Where have we gone as a country? What are the successes and challenges that came, especially when it's coming to women's rights? What did we do right as Namibians? And where do we need to improve to? And can you really have women's rights without the men's rights? And you look at that, how can we bridge that gap, especially of the unrecognized and the neglected boy child that nobody can deny about that? How can we build that gap? And also, at the end of the day, women's rights, they contribute to human capital, to say empowered women, empowered girl child. How is the contribution of these children, of these ladies, women, to the economy of the country? And also, how do they uplift others in recognition of everybody in promotion of Namibian economic development? The concept of the future is female is a beautiful concept, because maybe the past has been male for so long, but the future is female does mean that we must throw us out of the wagon of development. We must also be there, and we are partners. Men and women are partners in this journey of life. That's why it's quite there is a quite the gap, or you are not fulfilled until you have a partner. Particularly when you are growing up, women and men moving forward, how can a society build its economy with both men and women empowered? Because having an over-empowered women and a broken man, that definitely will not work. And it has been proven that it's not going to work. And we have lost a lot of potentially able men. due to things that we could have avoided, could have assisted. And we also need, and the only thing that we can do to succeed in this aspect of empowering people of Namibia as one people is to make sure that we go back and look at what the caller has said, what the Gwede has said to say. Abandoning your cultural values and norms can be very problematic because you end up into things that you do not know. That's why if you look at the other countries when they speak about human rights, they extend it because that is how they do things. But what are we doing with our own values and norms? How can we be strong enough to say this is our foundation? This is how we can go. This is our limit. This is where the tradition is standing. This is where democracy should come in. And this is what you should not compromise. Because that is the only way that we are going to get things right. And it's the only way that, you know, we are going to upgrade our system. It should be done not only in terms of cultural norms, even in terms of education. What content are we giving in gender and economy? What content are we giving? And also, how do we respect each other? What is the relationship between gender and power? Gender and power. And also, respect too. And also the law. Because it seems like we are not really to say we are being remote controlled or being overly influenced. It's like we are also losing our ground of being sagacious, being good at judgment. Be good at judgment, to judge the situation, to say, this is what is the situation. And when we are celebrating women's rights, we must also speak about what is that women are doing wrong in the country, because this is a platform we need to speak about. Do they respect themselves too? What is that they are doing wrong? How should they be assisted? And what is that they are suffering from? And how should they be assisted? Because it should be a balanced thing to say, advise me, assist me, but also do not overpraise me. Tell me when I'm wrong. So that is the only way that we are going to build each other. So yeah, dear listeners, from me, Dave and Shombe, we come to the end of our conversation, especially the early morning scoop. And we are going to hand over to the big mic in Ondangwa to unpack the day. And see you around. Bye-bye for now. And